talking about the halacha of tevilas kelim. So then the Gemara discusses the issue of tevilas kelim. The Gemara was dealing with tuma and tahara. Something became tumay on a spiritual level. Are you allowed to tevil it on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So the Gemara says that you cannot, unless you can do it in a way where it's inobtrusive. If you're dealing with a kli which is made for drawing water, you stick it into the well, which is a halachically valid mikvah. So meanwhile, it's drawing the water. So it's not obvious to people that you do what you're talking about. The halacha then questions, if that is true, what will be nowadays when we don't have too much tahara issues, what we do have is new kelim issues. So a person would have a new keli, he'd be able to toggle it on Shabbos or not. That was the question, which so the Shulchan Aruch does with over here. So we did the sif, yes, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So we'll just pick up the sif again. Sif Zayin. Mutal hato kli chadash haton tilo v'yesh oisr. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. The first opinion says you're allowed to be toggle a brand new kli, which you can't use until you tevel it. You're allowed to tevel it on Shabbos. It's not considered problematic. And some say that you cannot. We discussed yesterday why the two opinions. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yerushimayim Yetze Eskulam. The Yerushimayim, the person of Yerushimayim, will be there with both opinions. And he will be, what should he do is, in order not to get involved in the question, he gives the keli to a non-Jew as a present. So as long as it belongs to the non-Jew, so it does not need tefillah. And riyach avishalenu mimenu, and then you borrow it back from the non-Jew. Venusarav tefillah. And why adds him who kli sheroy lemalas b'mayim? If it's such a kli which you can use to draw water, you can draw water out of the, fill up water from the mikvah by immersing it in the water. Meanwhile, so that's not obvious. That's Mishaburas of Katan Lamed. So the Shulchan Aruch's first opinion was his mutter. Now, afilu hayulu hakli kadem Shabbos or Yom Tov. His opinion holds its mutter, even though you could have taken care of it before Shabbos or Yom Tov. So it's not because you're an earnest, it's not because you have no other choice, you could have taken care of it before, but it's mutter to do. Ladaso is from according to the opinion that it's osur, afilo higielo akli b'shabbos, shenosin lohe eni yudu b'matan. Remember that akli needs only tevilah if it comes from a non-Jew. So the goy came and gave it to the Jew on Shabbos, so he had no other solution. Still, it looks like a person is fixing up the kli. How is it fixing up the kli? Because before tefillah you cannot use it. And through the tevilah you create a change in the item which allows you to use it. So it's like you're changing the item. So it looks like you're doing a tikkun in the kli. If you're somewhere, you're bettering the kli. Therefore it's also mirabonin to you to do that on Shabbos. That's the second opinion.
So is the prohibition of using kelim that were owned by a non-Jew, is it only for cooking or is it also for holding foods that are not cooked?
When you say holding, you mean like storage? You mean like what you're holding?
For example, a fruit basket, candy dish, that kind of thing.
Is it also a problem?
Okay.
Kli chadash. And in the case was a laman aleph, was a new kli which you bought from a non-Jew. Now the truth is like this: there is the halacha of tefillas kelim. There are two levels of a chiyuv tefillas kelim. There's metal kelim, and then there are glass kelim. Metal kelim are chayav tefillah deraisa. Glass kelim are only chayav derabbanan. When Makaber says, Makaber says it's mutter. He does not differentiate. He doesn't make a difference what type of kli he's talking about. Even by a metal kli, even though the mitzvah being tovel is the raisa. So the halacha is that you can tovel it. The opinion of many places, including the Shulchan Aruch himself, is that keli, which is metal, you can tovel, is chayv in tefillah min ha-tara before you use it. Even that is mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch, first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Even that you can tovel on Shabbos. V'yesh oisrim lamed beis. Hanafilu b'kli schuchas afilu hu l'tzarach Shabbos. Even only by metal, glass kelim, which only chayv the rabbana. So it's not such a big tikkun because of the rice level, he doesn't need tefillah. It doesn't really need to be tovel. It still, as all said, according to this opinion, you cannot tovel it on Shabbos. Even when you need it, you can. So what should you do? He says, the Yerushalayim, a person who has the fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be machmir and give it to a non-Jew as a present and then borrow it back from him. Now, Masha the Mitzad HaDin Lamed Gimbal. Masham the Mitzad HaDin Maskim Adayar Rishon. The Shulchan Aruch's presentation sounds like he holds the main opinion as the first opinion that it's really mutter. But if you have your Shemayim, you know, why not use a different solution? But Vayner Darkei Moshe, the Ramah himself writes, Shekosah the Medina Yesh Lipsa Kedasi Yesh Oisrim. The Ramah Paschal, the second opinion is the main opinion, that it's also the one Shabbos. Okay, possibly she was Shagatari Yesim and above. Shagatari also passes like that. Now, because Malkim over with Tovol, a person was Tovol on Shabbos. After the Mutalish Tamash, but you're allowed to use it. The Kimish Yesh Matim Rafael Chachila, there's an opinion holds it's actually Mutter, so we're not going to say B'diyeva that it should be also. Vim Yesh Loi Sofak Ala Kli, and Mohit Sricha Tvilo. If you have a Kli which is not clear halachically whether it needs Tvilo or not. Nearly the Yesh Lismach Aldeir Rishano La Tvilo La Chachila, Kishyev Shalas Menokol Haitzes and Mavoris Pishukonar. If the eights of giving it, if the suggestion the Shulchan Aruch has of giving it to an non-Jew was not so available, since you're doing the clear, it's not really, not even clear. It's a, the issue is doing because it looks like you're fixing something. But the tzad is not chayav in tefillah, you're not fixing anything. So it's a suffix and this is the rabbanu. The nearer kibbutz second is not the rabbanu.
It's
like makapatish. It's like the rabbanu to the makapatish. I'm making it usable. Right? So, but over here is a suffix. So suffix the rabbanu release the kula. So I can go. I have one side that you're allowed to table keli anyway. One side, even if I'm not a table keli, this keli is not chayv in tefillah. So if I have another solution, why not do another solution? If I don't have another solution, I can be
tevel.
So
it's a problem for you using a kli that belongs to the goy. You give it to the goy and he tevels it, and even though you're borrowing it, it's kli.
Oh, well, as long as it belongs to the goy, there's no problem using it. The problem is you buy it from the goy. Once it becomes yours, you have to tevel. As long as it's still his, you're okay. So the suggestion is you give it to the goy as a present, and then you borrow it back from him. So it's his kli, you're using his kli.
Why do you ever need to borrow it back? Why can't you just always keep it as a bris?
I'm using it. I give it to my matal, and then I take it back as for usage.
I once heard this, it's like for like Bali Chula, that like they're not going to go home and ask their parents, you know, mom, dad, can I borrow all your kalim to go toivel them? Like, can we just make a, you know, a, can you give me rishus to sell them to a goy for a dollar? You know, we'll all just from now on always be borrowing a goy's kale.
So that's a separate issue, right? Now, the question is this solution a long term solution?
Correct. Right. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. In Matana, $11. Baba Gavda also leads in Matana for Shabbos. You can't give presents on Shabbos. Kamasha Kazim is Imishin involved. So how in the world are you going to give this kale to the goy's of Matana if you can not only give presence on Shabbos? Hacha Asherim Mishum Tzarech Shabbos. So we hear it's mutter. Now it's interesting that it's mutter because according to Shulchan Aruch, he holds that Mikra, then you're allowed to have a keli, right? According to the Ramah, holds you're not allowed to have a keli. So I understand. So I can't need the keli. I can't use the keli. I can't have it. So give it to the goy as a present and borrow it back. I need to use. That's a valid need for Shabbos. According to Shulchan Aruch, that Mikra, then I'm allowed to use it on Shabbos. I'm allowed to have a lot of Shabbos. I want to be a frumi, and I don't want to do that because there's other sheeters of mach. So therefore, I'll be mako and give him a ton on Shabbos, which I'm not allowed to do because I need it for Shabbos. Like, who asked you to be so frumi? So it means apparently, even the Shulchan Aruch is agreeing that it's not so simple that it's mutter, and therefore the Eitzah of giving to the Goy is a preferred Eitzah. Therefore it's called a valid Tzarech Shabbos. We have to be Shulchan Yubarit Bek, Mikol Malkim, which Mishnah Berurah says, La'achar HaShabbos, Tzarech La'tviloi. That you still have to title it. Why? Kiman de l'mesayif yiyah nishka ha'kli tachos yadu. Unless you're going to keep the kli, so it's going to function as if it's your kli. So since it's going to function as if it's your kli, you cannot keep it without turban, because it basically becomes for all intents and purposes the Jew's kli. Unless the goy is planning to come and actually take it back, but that's not the case. But the case is you're going to be keeping it. So the Taz says that, and the truth is not that this is that's actually. Not something like Taz, it's actually the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei in Helpless to Willis Kalim says that after Shabbos you should type it. It's not just every Rayel is that. Come on, have to learn about the Bracha, but mine says, and at the Raisa level, right now it's not Chayav and Tila because it belongs to the Gosh. So you don't do it without a Bracha. Ayato Kliyakr, Ima Yibi Baruch Hashem, or you table another Kli and then you make a Bracha on one. Go so far. Okay, if it's such a kli which you can fill the water in it, you might let on mine. So you fill it up with water, let him avorich. Now, but you lose the bracha. Why? By not making a bracha, it's not clear you're doing it for tefillah purposes. Now, but the chara then it comes out. You normally have to make a bracha when you do a mitzvah. So how are you allowed to do this mitzvah without making a bracha? Which you can't, because you make a bracha, it's obvious to me for them. You're terrible again. That's also. Terence is a question to Zedavki, mainly Kliyach, the Tzarech Shabbos. The Lav Hochi, also Mibnation Mafsi, the Prochim Yadayim. The case is you had no other choice. You couldn't give it, there wasn't a Goybel to give it to. And you had no other Kli available. So in that situation, so we say, listen, you need the Tzarech Shabbos, we're not going to ask you from doing this. But otherwise, you shouldn't. Do a mitzvah tefillas kelim without making a bracha. You have a key to make a bracha on it.
So the outcome is nevertheless we still don't make a bracha on it.
What? We don't make a bracha.
We just even if there is a clear need. Okay. So what's the reason why we would make a bracha on even though the first opinion says that you could tovel it, right? So
Kardam, you can make a bracha.
This is only going in the second opinion, the Yesh Omer.
Right, because the remote Paskins that the Yikir Lachs you can't tovel. Uh-huh. Even though you cannot tovel it, a kli which you can use to draw water, so if you have a well or something like that which is a halachically valid mikvah, you want to use it to draw the water, so it's not obvious you're doing it for tefillas kelim purposes. It looks like you're just drawing water.
Okay.
So, and obviously it's almost such a kli which would be, that's practically, practical. So, but if you make a bracha, you're back to square one. Then it's obvious that you're doing it for tefillah. The whole heter is because it's not obvious you're doing it for tefillah's kelim.
Mm-hmm.
Once you make a bracha, it's obvious you're doing it for tefillah's kelim, so it's a problem.
Okay.
The Bir Loch over here asks an interesting question. We'll see later on in Siman Shin Chavol that a person is allowed to travel on Shabbos. Or says, why was there isn't a person in the kli? You'd also be misakim a person. So the Mora says, because that person, people, they use water to cool off, etc. So the Hetter is because not obviously doing it for Tefillah's Kalim, for Tefillah's Odom. It's not obviously doing it for Tefillah purposes. So the question is, according to this idea, how does the woman allowed to make a bracha when she goes to make one shabbos? And it's obviously doing it for Tefillah purposes. It's the exact same problem. So the Bir Loch asked the question. He says that we found that the Shmuz Yaakov asked the question. So Shmuz Yaakov says a fascinating terrace. The minignoshim is that they make the bracha after the turban. That was the turban the second time as a minig. The dikur halacha where we pass them. She goes down one time and she makes the bracha after. So comes up a shash, the real tefillah that takes place. It's not nature, she didn't make a bracha yet. Very nice talk. after like stopping from making a bracha, there's a problem. The issue was on the first tefillah. The second tefillah is b'chol to start the bracha. It doesn't do anything. So he hears it.
Why do women make a bracha on the
other? The Morris says that the Morris says in Pesachim and Av Zayin that since by a Balkari, it was one of the mitzvahs that people would tell for the tomb of the heart. So Balkari is also to daven, but didn't do gemara. Right. So he couldn't make a bracha before he tefilled. So Chazal Masakin, that by tefillah, in general, the proper time to say bracha is afterwards. So they made that as a general rule. Tefillah,
we do that with nitinas.
Same thing with tefillah. The hands are not roy. So one of the worries is that we make the bracha after you wash them, because the hands are not right when you bracha, your hands are dirty, etc. You should wash them. The other example, the more it's next to is a Tirlis Gair. Tirlis Gair obviously can't make a broken tap, so he's a Tola. So, therefore, they're Masak and Tefillah in general, the Brachas afterwards. So they can do the Shish Tayyab, which makes a Brachas. That would, there's a minute, but wait a minute, because not a second time after. That's not did. That's a minute. Okay.
Can I ask a question on. On Lamed Bet, so I'm sorry, not on Lamed Bet, on Lamed Gimel for the Yerushalayim. So this general, I don't know if we've seen this one yet, where there's a Yerushalayim opinion that if you want to cover all the bases, you should follow the Yerushalayim path. And why is this coming up for this particular case when we've seen other cases where there's been two different opinions on a halacha?
You know, it's a good question. I'm not sure exactly where we had it once before along the Russian and Yerushalayim. He's trying to, but that's the thing. You see, Moshe Lomarok when he's presenting the Yeshayahu, but he's matter matanu because it means he's really not 100% convinced that's really mutter. It's mutter, but you know what? Let's stay away from it. So that was a case specific type of an issue. We dealt with the discussion how to pass them. More like we saw, the Berlocha yesterday. How to pass them was very not clear.
What's mutter? Well, let's stay away from the toivling.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we're at a Lamed Lamed Hay.
Yeah.
What good does it do to if a kli belongs to a goy? I guess it's a din and tibas kelim to be. But the Jew has this is talking about where the Jew has
he borrowed it back.
He borrowed it back, and we're talking about where he's going to have it for.
Ever.
Forever.
Nishka, but Nishka, I believe, was it's opposed to when I borrow a key, when I actually borrow a key from the goy.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to give it back to him eventually. But here's my claim. I give it to the government and I borrow it back, and I'm keeping it as such forever.
And that was the arrangement, presumably, when he lent it.
Right, that was the arrangement when he gave it to my talk. Right. So basically, it's going to stay by me, so it functions as if it's my claim. So you can't. Because Zal didn't want you, subverting the mitzvah tulis kelim by creating this subterfuge.
Totally. So at least
so you're back to square one. So you have to tell.
Right.
Make all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Why not make it a matana al manach shahasir? Or can you do that one?
What would you want to do? You would give it to the goy b'matano,
and you want it to come back to you after.
You could do that. You know, that's not. It's, you know, I mean, you go back to after Shabbos and just be cutting back from. Also, you don't have to. The point is, even if you don't plan to do that, you still have a chiv to this game. If you do that for sure, you have a chiv.
It's just, it would seem, I'm surprised he doesn't mention it, because wouldn't that be preferable? We ideally, I'm hearing that we prefer people not to have long-term loans from, Kalim, from Goyim, because it may...
Right, I think the Taz was saying that you should do this. The point was that even though you're saying, even if you're planning to keep it like this, This is a short-term solution. I had it once. Somebody called me up with the Shiloh. He was in Upper Michigan and caught some fish. Went into town and bought a knife to he had brought along a knife for use for laying, you know, for laying the fish and stuff like that. So he went into town, bought a knife. He went out, could he travel in the lake, which was there. So they said, you know, that's, I can't answer that question from a distance. There's, you know, it depends. A lot of things would depend whether the lake is kosher for Tumas Galen. It's not automatic that the lake is kosher for Tumas Galen. It was a man-made lake. It was a man-made lake. Was it a flowing river? Was, you know, there's a lot of things that you'd have to know, which I don't think you'd be able to give me an answer. So this is what I said. So in that situation, you would borrow it from the goy in that situation. I mean, but you want to bring it back home, but you know, so you get back home, you'll travel, you know, that's what I told
them. But after, if eventually you acquire it back from the goy, it's going to require a tefillah with the bracha.
Right, correct. The tefillah you do while it's, but it belongs to goy, it's not a valid tefillah for when you actually buy it back. Ches. So there was an argument over here, which he's coming to say is incorrect, that the Gemara actually talks about the idea that when a goy drinks wine from a cup, so whatever he touches in the cup is also to drink. So right now this kli has in it something which is totally unusable. When I wash it out, make it usable. So if I would make, I could mistakenly think that that's, I'm like fixing the clay. So that's not true. So the Mishabura, Lamazai, Shoshosabai, Yain, Jake 1. Afshabaloi Hadocha, also Lishamishbai, you have it now, wine which is prohibited, to get Goyish wine through the drinking of the Goy. Philokhla Mikri Sakat. It's not called a fixing. The Hokuva Kli Hetzer was in the first case. The Kli itself had a problem. The case of the Tfilas Kalim, the Tfilas itself had a problem. Over here, the Kli itself was fine. There's something inside of it was prohibited. So all you do basically is removing that which creates the Isser, but the Kli remains functional the whole time. It's not any worse than if you have a dirty kli and you're full of mud and you're cleaning up the mud. I can't use it with the mud. It's not called fixing the kli. It's called the kli is a functional kli with something else on top. But the yedei shall yishtamish by hayyim. If I'm not planning to use it later on this day, then I can't wash it. Like I said before, you can't wash dishes on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. So we don't say it becomes muksa. Well, right now I can't wash it, I can't use it, so it's muksa, right? No, you're allowed to move the kli. Filu yesh because pirurei pas shor b'chavei yehudi b'yayin. Even if there's bread floating around in there, which the goy soaked in the wine. It should be the curse. The way you have to have the word pass there, it should be the word curse. In other words, the more that halacha says bears that the pieces of bread metzim are, you have bread soaked in the wine of the goy, you can't eat bread, so the bread becomes muks, that pieces of bread would be muks, so there's muks inside the kli. So the kli should be a bosses to the muks, so that it should be common. It's functioning as a bosses. That's not true, because they're not considered significant. Okay, that's the end of that thought. Now, we present a new thought. Chasav Chumas Adesh. Dein Levatel Isser B'Shabbos. Dein Lechotik and Golem Yisrael. You can't. You have something which is Osir. You add a little more, it'll become Mutter. So you can't do that on Shabbos because you're changing the item from Isser to Heter. So, you had some food and some non-kosher food got mixed in. So if there's 60 times, it'll be mutter. If it wasn't 60 times, I want to add some extra to make it 60 times. Can't do that on Shabbos, because I'm changing the kli from Isser to Heter. Now, so he says one second. why am I discussing this? That halacha, you don't have to be mevatel an isser on weekdays either.
That's
what I thought. There's an isser, there's the halacha of aim about isser the chachilu. You're not allowed to go actively and be mevatel. If it falls in the 60 times, it's mutter. It's only 50 times, you can't add another 10. That's isser, it could be because the subsheet that's also made a rice at the mevatel isser the chachilu. You can't add more to make it more. After bechol ain levatul shum isur, the hoysel of ad shishim. Filim who isur drabanim. You can't do it. You can't add more to make it shishim. Iman isur drabanim. So what's in the gay that Shabbos is a problem? It's a problem Tuesday also. Komakum nafkamina. There is a difference. Leinyan yavish be yavish. So that halacha is talking about a case we're dealing with Tom. Excuse me. So there's two separate dinim of bittul, which is probably good to know anyway. There's two issues over here. There's a dinim of bittul b'rayv. Bittul b'rayv is chad b'trei, the more so. One to two to one. So if I have cold pieces of meat, which are not, there's no liquid involved over here. They're just cold pieces of meat. And the rice level, two pieces of kosher meat and a piece of non-kosher meat looks exactly the same as them. Can't tell which one is which. Gets mixed in. So now I have three pieces of meat, two kosher, one tray. The rice is multiple. Because the issue over here isn't the one is putting flavor to the other. The issue is there's three pieces over here. One is not kosher, two are kosher. So the halachas did a bit of b'rayv. That's called yavish b'yavish. It's a little bit of yavish b'yavish. Dry.
Well, if you
have a piece of
trash meat, it's okay because
it's
two-thirds of it's kosher and one-third is not.
It,
and you don't know which one is.
Well, no, there is more clothes as Rishonim, whether I can eat all three at one time. Whether I'm allowed to eat all three. But you can't eat all three at one time. You can't take all three pieces of your stuff in your mouth, because then you're definitely eating non-kosher. But if I don't eat all three at one time, I take one, so we follow the majority. It came from the majority. So it came from the majority, but it was the kosher ones. Can I eat all, one person eat all three is also mochlek as Rishon. Some say yes, some say no. But, you know.
How can you eat two, though?
Right.
How can you eat two? Because when you're down to two, it's 50-50.
No, it's not 50-50. We said maybe the non kosher one was the first piece, and now there's two kosher pieces.
Because you stayed it, so then you have to be able to eat the other two.
We ate one piece, he says, okay. So, majority tells me that the majority over here is kosher. So, Mustafa, you had to trade for one first now. Right? Now there's two kosher pieces left. That's what the Rosh learned, so you can eat all three.
No, okay, but let's say you don't hold to the Rosh. That's what the Rosh, like according to the Rashba.
Yeah, so.
How can you. The Rashba also holds you should only eat two.
Right, so because if you eat all through your body, you're doing eating this. But until you get to that point, you're just a dinner right.
But at two, when you're left with two,
yeah, he agrees to the Russian swara that you have the argument. You ate the shayfa one first, never. Now you're eating kosher.
But then why can't you eat all three?
Because in your body, eating this. Okay, so now the law is like this. But when you need shishim, when you're dealing with flavor, because that's you're dealing with the item itself. The item itself is bottle of chametre. But the item itself is bottle. That's very nice. But the flavor that's there, it's putting out non-kosher true flavor, and that's getting mixed into the other flavor. That needs shishim to be a bottle of flavor.
The rice,
though? In a case where there's flavor, it's the rice.
Where there's flavor, it's the rice.
Now, come give along with
that. Chad betray.
Now, the Chum came along and said,
Chad
betray that the rice that's mutter, I have a problem. Because if I now go and cook the three together, I have a problem with time. So I need shishim in order to prevent the possibility of cooking them together. So that halacha is you're allowed to go and add more heter to obviate the problem of the potential cooking problem, which right now really it's mutter. So I'm not being mevatel isser, because it's not really isser. Tarsus says, well, there's a problem, but if I cook it, it'll become isser. So then I'm allowed to add 58 more pieces of kosher meat. So even when I cook it, it's 60 to 1, it won't be any non-kosher flavor. So that halacha you're allowed to do on weekdays. That you can't do on Shabbos. That's where it's negay over here. But walk, I'm not getting linyan yavashi yavashi. He's out of chadvet trade. But the b'chol yochel hoizel of ad shishim kelevavloy. And then you can cook kelev. And all the gears actually one gears is levashloy. You want to cook it. Achon karkis v'yadesim and kuftes. Shabbos yavtov also mishim the mikri misakein. Because you're making it now usual that you can cook it. So that's also, that's the chiddush over here that the Chumash Deshna is saying you can't do. Okay. Behechad the mikvah kol yisura, shuri, tosh kazu simon tov kuv zayin sit beis. In a case where not sure exactly what the mikvah kol yisura. Mikvah means that the yisur, I mean, it's a case of yantav, it's not a case of Shabbos. The case over there was the lachas, you know, that Isser Mux is also to move. Mux is also to mishdamish. So I have pieces of wood which are muksa. They were set aside for binyan, etc., something like that, which I'm not allowed to use. I'm not allowed to use them in Yom Tov.
Fire,
and that fell into the fire. So I can't stoke the coals. I can't do anything over there. But in a case where if I add a shear to mevatel it, so and over there by the time it's you're neheneh from it, when you're neheneh from the heat, is because the wood is burnt, so there's no zman. You're not actively going to be neheneh from the mux. It's mikol kol yisur that this is destroyed. By the time you're being over the veir of using it, it's not there anymore. So then that's mutter.
How does that lashon work?
Mikol kol yisur. Kali is to burn it.
Oh, okay, clay.
Is that sheer? That sheer is not. Is that 60 also?
No, the sheer shouldn't be 60. The sheer is right over there. Okay. What did the Shar Shishim I feel in the Sar Verb Shabbos? Now, I'm not going with Vatal. I just want to figure out how much is there. So I see something fell in. How much was there at their Nisr to try and calculate if it's mutter to use it or not? So I'm allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even if it got mixed Arab Shabbos. The Dafka, the Shar, Bedas, the Marainim, however, you can't measure. You're allowed to, estimate. Or Limda, you can't measure. Loy, I forgot, Medida, the Mitzvah Shori. Even though we said measuring for a mitzvah purpose is mutter, and I need this food to use for Shabbos. But already, that's already looks like this is a tikkun element. By measuring or making it mutter, so that's a problem.
You have to be generous. I mean, but since you need shishim, so you need to be, in your estimate, be extra generous.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you feel confident that the number is right. Now, because we're going to rub the yavash or yavash, it's Arab chad b'shrei. There's a din that I'm not going to cook it together, so I just want to eat it yavish for yavish. So I'm allowed to have a trays in them. Because I said you shouldn't use one. There's a sheet of Rishon which says you shouldn't use one of them. So you throw one out and you eat the other ones. It's chad in 1 and 10, whatever the number would be, 1 and 5. So you throw one out and you eat the rest. So the chara, am I allowed to throw that one out? Because without throwing it out, I'm not supposed to, can't eat the whole lot. I throw one out, and now I can use it. He says, "No, but to lahashli, after me ham lahadra, keep the enel from a ba'alma. The medina kol shein a nechol la'adam echad shari. Ken lahavi zeh keisak." So, as long as one, we have passed one person not eat all of them. So, as long as you don't have to throw it out, mikra, then you just make sure one guy doesn't eat all of them. But that which we admitted to throw it out, that's a chumra ba'alma. That's not called a tikkun. Sakin treifim was a lot of lechem, but never mitzvahim. The boy hadocha. So we have a non-kosher knife. You want to cut a dry kosher item. Dry. So mikra din it's mutter, as long as it's clean. So there's no question of absorption. It's a cold item. I want to cut bread. The mashu, however, the lechem is. The boy hadocha. That hadocha means when you have to wash it up, means shif shuf heitev. You have to rub it very well. It's not just enough to wash it.
You're talking about a knife with serrated serrations that really have to.
Right. So you need to get all the fat, whatever it is, off of it. So it's not just enough to wash. You have to really rub it well. not just washing it off. Unless it's a Shabbos, that would be Masakin. That's considered also like Masakin, because you're doing a real action to get off the Isser, so that's also making it.
That's interesting, because they said before that the clean is fine if it's moving an Isser. I mean, it seems like it's more Chircha, but why is it?
Right.
Why is it Masakin?
Catch more of a shoe.